Whenever I hear this passage of John the Baptist proclaiming, "Behold, the Lamb of God," I always think of a moment that the Lord humbled me. The moment occurred 6 years ago when I was a deacon. As a deacon, I would help at various parishes in the archdiocese. And I was at one particular parish for a time, and I would assist at the daily masses there. And there's someone at this parish who, for various reasons, kind of silly reasons actually, really got under my skin. And so yes, this happens even to priests. But so much so that as soon as I even saw this person, agitation and anger would just immediately rise up within me. And this was becoming a big problem for me because even seeing them before Mass would greatly affect how I would pray at Mass. Became a great distraction for me, and Mass was becoming no longer a time of prayer, but a time of trying to manage these emotions. Such was the effect that this person had on me. Well, one particular Mass, this individual was helping to distribute communion. And so before communion at the Lamb of God, they and the other ministers came up into the sanctuary and lined up very much like we do here in a half circle. And as a deacon, I was standing over here, and the individual was standing right across from me. And similar to our sanctuary, the priest was in between us both. Now, seeing this person across from me refueled these emotions of anger and agitation. Certainly not the state I wanted to be in before receiving communion. But thankfully, in that moment, the Lord stepped in and wanted to convict and give me a change of heart. For we came to the part of the Mass where the priest holds up the chalice and hosts and says, "Behold the Lamb of God." It so happened that because of the position me and this individual were in, and the priest raised the host up, from where I was in my perspective, the host completely covered this individual's face. And so I could not see them, but only our Lord in the Eucharist. In order to see this person, it was as if I had to look at them first through Jesus before I could see them. At the same time, the priest echoed the words of John the Baptist, "Behold the Lamb of God." In that moment, the Lord taught me a really humbling lesson, because up to that point, I had been beholding the person the ways in which they got under my skin. I saw their faults first, and then the person. But Jesus taught me in that moment that I had it all wrong. Backwards, in fact. That I must see people through Jesus first. See him in them before anything else. To truly behold God in every person that I see, especially in the people that get under my skin. After that moment, I never saw that individual the same way. The anger and agitation simply disappeared and went away. Mass became once again a time and place of prayer, all because I now looked through Jesus to see that individual and strove to do so in everyone else that I encountered. These are the eyes of faith that we are called to have. When others see us worshiping bread and wine, we see us worshiping the very body and blood of Christ. When people see us giving birth to a baby, we see a baby becoming an adopted son and daughter of God through the waters of baptism. When others see the poor and homeless as burdens, we see them as our brothers and sisters to love and care for. When others see someone who hurt them, they think of revenge. When we see someone who hurt us, we think of forgiveness. All because we see everyone and everything first through Jesus. And this changes how we see the world then. The Pharisees saw Jesus as an instigator and a threat, and so they killed him. John saw him as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, and he worshiped him. Jesus, in that moment 6 years ago, took away my sin of judgment towards that person and was able to give me the sight to see them as he saw them. As believers in Christ, we are called to see everything differently from the rest of the world, to be like John the Baptist and behold God in every person we see and situation we encounter. For when we do this, we find ourselves then beholding God throughout our entire day, even and most especially in the very people who get under our skin.